Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
What they do, they smile in your face. Hey, thanks for all the great feedback on Derek Chivas in studio. That was a lot of fun. Missouri's all-time leading scorer. Some great stories, most of them on the air, and some fun stuff off the air. And the NBA back then, that was a different game, different league. I think they actually served beer in the locker room, I guess for the players, not the media. But great to have Derek in studio. We'll be talking to him hopefully more often. On Friday, the slop this week, Strick is back.
He is back from
Mexico.
So that's
a programming warning, okay? You've been warned. Strick will be here. On Friday.
He'll also be on in about 10 minutes with Cam at the Shack.
Wednesday hockey conversation.
I guess he's transferable because he used to be on the Midday Grind Wednesdays.
Coveted hour.
12 to 1, coveted hour. But he just kind of stayed.
He comes with that property.
He comes with the house.
The furniture stays. Yeah, Strick is a Wednesday conversation on the Cam Jansen Show. Chuck Marlowe, Hannah Yates. That's at noon
it's
every
like
Wednesday.
It's like a load-bearing wall. You can't remove him. Right. He just always has to be there.
We brought in the... local inspector. No, he stays. Right. He stays. So Strick, part of that show from the Shack from noon to 1. Friday, the slop, Charlie Tuna, Andy Strickland, me, Frank, here in-house. However, this week...
Big doings.
Do you think it's going to happen?
I got a call yesterday confirming it at about 7 o'clock, right before his show was supposed to start.
And this is gratuitous. It has nothing to do with the listening audience.
Well, kind of. Tuna called me. Crown Candy coming in at 10:15 on Friday. Andy Candy,
which is
I don't know how
to
pronounce his last name.
Right, it's easier to just say Andy Candy.
So I think he's going to want to hop on because he always has good thoughts about civic issues in St. Louis.
He's running for mayor for a second.
Yeah, so he'll appear on the program, but he'll also bring us food. I think Tunis will bring enough for six people.
Okay. One, two, three.
I don't know how many people are.
I'll be fasting between now and Friday.
Yes.
So Andy Candy, Crown Candy in the house. On Friday, I famously had a Hal Holbrook moment years ago. You guys would play it over and over again.
Kind of had one earlier today with Derek Chivas.
I think I was going to tell you and Frank, I think it's about the 10-year anniversary of Hal Holbrook.
No, not really.
And I think Chivas may have given us a new one that you can feel free if you need to. All I said was when they raised your jersey to the rafters, was it a little nostalgia? It brings everything full circle. And I believe he said, no, not really. No, not really. Cards are on YouTube today. It's not Facebook. It's YouTube. Everyone says it's pretty easy to do, but I guarantee there'll be calls to this station, to Camo X, to Fox 2, Channel 5. Everybody's going to get the call. Where's the game?
Don't worry about it.
What is this, YouTube? Cards Dodgers closing out that series, also closing out the California swing. Right now, the Cardinals in the Cingrani era. They are 1-5 since the deadline deal that wasn't. Deal or no deal. 1-5 since then. 3-7 in the current stretch of games against the winning teams. The Cubs, the Astros, the A's, the Dodgers. Currently 3-7. 1 to go. Jack Flaherty on the mound. That game coming up just a little bit past 2 o'clock. Schnucks World Tour continues for us, for Charlie Tuna. We're out. We're in many of their locations. Boy, we've been to the Warrenton, Missouri. That was a great spot. Beautiful location. Their first one in Warrenton. Been there for, I think, a little under a year. And if you go to Innsbruck for a weekend, you're looking to stock up sometimes in the smaller areas. It's not a grocery store. Well, the one in Warrenton, right around the corner from Innsbruck. Or if you're going down to Mizzou, maybe you're going to tailgate, haven't stocked up, whip off the exit at Warrenton, stop by and see that. Schnucks, we've been there. We've been to O'Fallon, Illinois. The world tour continues.
Is it Concord Plaza?
We're going to be there
in
a couple of weeks.
2 weeks from tomorrow, yeah.
Concord Plaza, our next stop. And if you're looking for food, you run in. Schnucks has got you covered. And if you don't want to cook, they now carry Sugar Fire inside every Schnucks. And make sure you sign up. Get those rewards. It's Schnucks, also the proud sponsor of our Athlete of the Week.
At the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Well, Martin, the Cardinals have an outfielder with an OPS above 1,000 in AAA. And I know that...
Oscar Mercado?
Well, no, he's in Cleveland starting for an American League playoff contender.
That's not the bad fam trade.
No, the bad fam trade is in Tampa. He started for another American League playoff contender.
It was the lousy Mercado deal.
Yes, lousy Mercado
forever
deal.
Known as.
Of which five players were acquired, none of which are helping the 25-man roster right now. But that's a conversation for another day. But a Rosarena, OPS, over 1,000 in Memphis. Can't add him, though, because he's got, you know, the 40-man roster. Chock full of quality players who are contributing in major ways.
You're not allowed to use those guys.
Right.
Haven't you heard?
Right.
There's a rule, right?
One of them is Tommy Edman, who is not hitting but is batting second today. Another one is Lane.
Is he playing second base?
No.
Wong is back in the lineup.
Wong is back, but he's batting in the bottom third of the lineup because he's got a high
third?
On base. No.
So where on earth were you going to play Tommy Edman?
The natural position of right field.
Because you're just wedging his bat into the lineup.
Gotta wedge his bat in the lineup. We're not wedging in, and I don't know if he's any good, but he's worth playing when you're not hitting. I mean, Lane Thomas in limited action is slugging .750.
Just give him a look.
Yes.
Stop doing the same thing over and over again. Let Colton Wong hit a leadoff. Thank you for moving Matt Carpenter. Why does Tommy Edman play every day? You guys are smart baseball people. Explain it. Randy Arozarena, seems like he might help.
Maybe.
If you're trying to win.
Yes, maybe. That's why when people, maybe you asked the kid yesterday out of Springfield, you know, when do you think we'll see Dylan Carlson? We're not seeing him next year. They're going to use the same 40-man excuse for Dylan Carlson that they used for Jack Flaherty, that they're going to use for Nolan Gorman. They just use the same excuses every time to not start that clock because, well, winning is important, but it's not that important as it seems right now.
I don't get it. And I know other teams frustrate that first year with Chris Bryant when they wouldn't bring him up.
Yes,
all these teams are doing it, but you're a Cardinal franchise that has realized and has admitted the frustration of the fan base that the October drought, well, it sounds silly, the fourth year, but that's a drought based on your recent franchise history. You're aware of all of that, and yet there just is no urgency to get a deal done, to call players up. It's weird.
Wheeler, 15, scoreless, solid, would have taken was an outfielder who just
he's on my fantasy team. Good for you.
Also, Plowsy is a beneficiary of this. A couple things happened. Two things of note happened last night in Cincinnati between the Angels and the Reds. One, Albert played his first inning at third base since 2014. He played one inning at third base last night, and then unfortunately for him, at least, he went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Season average is exactly where it was last year, .245, which dips his career average to .300.
Retire.
Just right now. Keep it at .300.
I wonder how many, like, if he could go 0-for-30 and it wouldn't move, or 0-for-40.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I'd have to.
I bet an 0-for-20 stretch there would really hurt it, though.
I don't know. With all the thousands of at bats, it might take like an 0-for-40 to move it.
That's true.
Which is probably not going 0-for-40, but 5-for-50, 5-for-Frank, 6-for-60. There's some math there where, yeah, it's. If he's playing next year, which I'm sure he's planning on it, you're probably going to be less than a .300 career hitter. Wasn't Matt Holliday? He came back. He was at .299, came back with the Rockies last year, had some early hits. And got to .300, but I think
he's back to .299.
He dipped back down.
He dipped back.
Yeah. And if the Cardinals are looking for bullpen help, see what teams are doing now. You can't necessarily do waiver deals like you could in previous years. So now they're just outright releasing players and then just seeing if other teams pick them up. You know who was just released by the Arizona Diamondbacks? Greg Hyland. He's been released.
Well, he typically, going back to last year, is better with the second team.
Yes, that is true.
So pick him up now.
7.92 ERA with the Cardinals, 0.84 ERA with Washington last year. Test it.
Third wife, second team.
Yes.
There's a theme there.
I'd probably pass because that was really an unfortunate experience, sort of a dark era. So I'd probably pass.
You don't see a standing O?
But I'll bet you some team will take a flyer on him.
Probably. Yeah.
But it is amazing. You know, Mike Myers was available. Nobody wanted him. He's now in Memphis. The Cardinals have a lot of players that nobody seems to really want when they're available. Jason Shreve. I guess they wanted Bader and O'Neill. Can't have him. It's weird. It's just weird.
This is a very bizarre time for the Cardinals. That's the end of the day. I do want to mention that it's the summer of golf with Michelob Ultra. Light beer that doesn't weigh you down while you're golfing. That's Michelob Ultra. Thanks to Walter's Golf Management, Michelob Ultra will be giving you a chance to get out on some of the nicest courses in town. to try your game in the best light beer for the course. This is happening in August. Five Night of the Fan at Michelob Ultra will be giving away two sums to some of the best courses in St. Louis. That includes Innsbruck, Gateway National, Far Oaks, Normandy, and many others, all courtesy of Walters Golf Management. Stay tuned to 590 The Fan KFNS for your chance to win. Remember, when you're out on the course, make sure Ultra is your beer of choice.
Mick Ultra just passed Miller Lite.
I saw
in
that.
National sales. That's startling.
It's got to be a kick in the shorts for the Miller people.
Yes, and good for Mick Ultra. All right, coming up, speaking of beer and drinking, Charlie and Cam work together. They eat together. They're going to be at the Shack live. The Cam Jansen Show next.